They have no wine. With these four little words, Mary speaks a truth about all our lives, a truth that at some point we all experience. There comes a day when the wine gives out, the glass is empty, and the party is over. On that day, life seems empty and dry, and our world seems colorless and tasteless. The bouquet of life is absent, and we begin living as though we are less than fully alive. Mary's words hold before us some serious questions and wonderings. Where has the wine of our lives run out? What relationships have run dry? What parts of us remain empty? Each one of us could tell a story about the day the wine gave out. It could be about the death of a loved one or the loss of a friendship or marriage. Some may speak of their search for love and acceptance. Still others may describe their thirst for meaning and significance. And others may speak of their guilt, their disappointments, and their regrets. In John's Gospel, we come to the wedding at Cana not simply as guests and spectators, but as people seeking union, intimacy, and wholeness. However, and often in spite of our best efforts and our good intentions, it seems that the wine of our lives is always giving out. No matter how often we refill it, our glass remains empty. But this story is not simply about the wine, it is also about the people. It is a statement about the human condition. It is about you and me as much as it is about the wedding in Cana of Galilee. It is, if you will pardon the pun, a spiritual condition. It is about our inner life, our way of being, more than the circumstances outside of us. Sometimes we live with the illusion of our own self-sufficiency. And that illusion is shattered on the day the wine runs out and the jars of our life stand empty and dry. That day confronts us with a new truth as old as creation itself. We are the recipients and not the creators of our lives. We were never intended nor expected to live by the sufficiency of our own resources. God is the true vintner and steward of our lives. Whether it's the making low of every high mountain and the filling up of valleys for level ground from our story in Baruch, or transforming water into wine from our gospel reading, God is always calling us back to the right road and the way home. Every time that good wine is poured, our lives are changed and transformed. We are at peace and spiritually satisfied. All of us at some point have experienced moments when death is turned into life, sorrow into joy, and despair into hope. We've witnessed fear that is transformed into courage and empowered people to do things they never believed were possible. We've seen empty lives be filled back up and broken relationships, once solemn and lifeless, become vibrant and life-giving once again. These stories and 1,000 others like them are the miracles of Cana. Those are the moments when God's glory is revealed and we stand in awe and wonder and thanksgiving. They have no wine, Mary said, but they will. The miracle always begins when the wine runs out. Amen.